Welcome back, children of the revolution, to what you're not listening to here on Ace of Spades, PDX.com. And I am Ben Brown Jr., Daddy Ben Bear, your host, show producer, webmaster, audio engineer, researcher, video promo producer, and writer, doing it all here in the DIY. And here we are in mid-September 2020, and we're going to be celebrating one of two shows we're doing, one this month and one next month, because Hispanic Heritage Month kicks off on the 15th of September and runs through October 15th. Yes, it's a full 30 days, not a calendar month, but that makes it kind of interesting. So there's something I really want to get off my chest, actually say. First of all, yes, Oregon is absolutely on fire as I record this, as much of California and parts of Washington. And I can't thank everyone enough for checking in from literally all over the world and making sure that we're all right. We have been so far spared from the fires, not from the smoke, and it's been pretty bad for about the last week. But you know what? That is a small price to pay when we know that others are really just have lost everything, and some of them with their lives. And our hearts and well wishes to the families who've been affected. And we are actually trying to get some donation runs here done, going up for things that they need, particularly tents, sleeping bags, things of that nature, personal items, water. And one thing I want to mention is, since it is Hispanic Heritage Month, and there are days I'm actually embarrassed to be an American. Yes, being born in the United States and being white. Especially when I hear all this anti-immigrant sentiment. You know, my mother was an immigrant to this country. So was my grandfather on my father's side. Especially geared toward people of Hispanic origin. Recently, on Twitter, somebody posted a picture of a group of firefighters coming from Mexico to help us out in our most desperate, literally most desperate hour of need. As far as we know, historically, wildfires have never been this bad in the entire history of the state of Oregon. And we are grateful. Why anyone would even want to help us after, I'm sure, just turning on the radio, you know, TV, and hearing all this negative stuff geared toward people who are not even from this country, or people who are not even white. Why anyone would want to help us at all? Thank you for being the bigger people, and thank you for being here, and thank you for helping us out. Alrighty, with all that being said, our very first Hispanic Heritage Month show will be featuring the ladies of Latin freestyle. And this program features remixes and album tracks from the mainland United States' third major homegrown Hispanic music movement of the 20th century. Latin freestyle, sometimes just called freestyle, is a music genre that originated in New York City in the early 1980s. It eventually found pockets of talent in major U.S. cities with large Latino Hispanic communities outside of New York, including Los Angeles and most notably Miami. It was the third major Hispanic music movement to originate from the mainland United States after Tejano music of the 1920s and Chicano rock of the 1970s. Freestyle was a blending of hip-hop, electronic dance music, and pop. The sound was eventually embraced by many black and white artists as well, but all of the original and biggest stars in the scene were all of Hispanic origin. Oddly, as the sound's popularity started to wane on the charts by the end of the decade, many freestyle artists switched gears and released ballads, resulting in the biggest hits of their careers. Freestyle was a producer-driven format, not uncommon for dance records in any genre or any decade. Most of the genre's biggest stars are not just still alive, but still performing, and freestyle package shows have proven to be incredibly well-attended, particularly in the states that spawned the initial scene. Though there were a number of male acts associated with freestyle craze, the majority of these performers were women, either as solo acts or revitalizing the girl group sound for a new generation of music fans. With rare exception, all the songs revolved around love and heartbreak, with many of the women promoting cautionary tales of shady men. No, there are no shady men anywhere, right? And asking them to step up their game beyond one-night stands. Oh, yes. And just letting everyone know, I hope you got your dancing shoes out, because there are no ballads in this program. Absolutely none. So, yeah, shake it, shake it. Shake it like it's going out of style. And we're going to be kicking off our program today with an artist originally from Puerto Rico and raised in New York City. And she is known to her parents as William Cosme. This was the very first woman of Hispanic origin to grace the cover of music publication Spin magazine. Her biggest single wasn't a dance number, but a ballad called Thinking of You, which she co-wrote, which was also one of the very first songs by a Hispanic artist to deal with the subject of AIDS in 1988. This is Let Me Be the One, from 88 by Sapphire, and we'll see you at about the half hour mark.
take only just so much. And I have taken what I intend to take.
And welcome back, one and all, to the Audio Education Learn Anthology series, What You're Not Listening To, here on Ace of Spades, PDX.com's What You're Not Listening To. And looking at our very first of two shows for Hispanic Heritage Month, one this month and one next month. And one next month, I'll drop what that's going to be. It's a very special one. They're all special at the end of the program. But let's focus. Focus right here, Ben. Focus on what we're doing today, which is the ladies of Latin freestyle. Kicked it all off with Let Me Be the One from 1988, Sapphire. Following that was They're Playing Our Song from 1987 by Trinary. Trinary Veronica Farrington hails from Miami, Florida, and obtained a degree in music from the University of Miami. Her early hits, now considered freestyle classics, were crafted by a man named Get This Pretty Tony, and you're going to hear more about him later. She still tours and is crossing over into vocal jazz. Yes, I'm sure she's going to do well. Following that, from 1987, The Cover Girls with Show Me. Hailing from New York City, Angel Mercado, Carolyn Jackson, and Sunshine Wright were the original lineup of the Cover Girls, which are featured on this single. Their debut album spawned several big chart R&B and pop crossover hits. After their initial splash, like so many female vocal groups in the 1980s, their lineup changed often. Following that, our fourth song up, Temptation, 1991, by Corina. And this is not to be confused with the Romanian singer with the same name. Our fourth featured artist was born Corina Cat Ayala in Manhattan in New York City. This single, her debut, pretty much signaled the end of Latin freestyle as a major chart force. In addition to singing, Corina is also an actress, playing legendary Mexican artist Frida Kahlo in the 1991 film The Cradle Will Rock. Following that, Denise Lopez, the song we just heard, 1988, Saying Sorry Don't Make It Right. No, it don't, baby. Hailing from Queens, Ms. Lopez never really broke through the mainstream pop audiences, but had a steady career as a dance act. This was her biggest crossover success and her only pop top 40 hit. She only recorded two full-length albums, both on A&M Records, Truth in Disguise and Every Dog Has Its Day. Oh, yes. Great titles, by the way. We're going to be kicking off the second part of our show. Much like the Cover Girls early in this program, our next group went through some major lineup changes early in their career. They were a project of Miami-based producer Louis Martinet, and the original version of this group cut a single, Point of No Return, with a completely different lineup scoring a major club hit. Martinet then replaced all three of the women with the lineup of Jeanette Girardot, Ann Curlis, and Joa Bruno, and recorded a mega-selling album, Exposure, with a re-recorded version of Return and three other pop top 10 hits. This is Come Go With Me from 1987 by Exposé, and we will see you just before the grand finale. We'll be right back.
together.
I can't wait
forever.
Come on,
together.
Yeah,
yeah,
forever.
Thank you.
watching me.
Okay, okay. Since you don't love me, but don't want to be with me.
No, it's not that. It's just that I'm afraid of getting hurt. I don't know. I just keep asking myself, should I really take you home? What do you think?
Welcome back, children of the revolution. This is Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr. here on Ace of Spades, PDX.com. Well, you're now listening to the Audio Educational and Anthology series here for our very first show for Hispanic Heritage Month 2020. Woo-woo! All right, the ladies of Latin Freestyle. And let's recap what we heard in the second part of our show before we get to a fantastic grand finale. Kicking it all off with 1987 from the album Exposure by Exposé, Come Go With Me. Oh, yes. After that, Lizette Melendez, Together Forever from 91. Hailing from East Harlem, New York, Melendez was one of many Hispanic women who started a singer career after the major success of Lisa Lisa, who you're going to hear in just a few moments. She paid her dues by singing as a vocalist on a series of independent jazz tracks for producer Carlos Berrios. She has recorded a total of 5 albums of original material, and like so many American artists whose chart career dimmed in the United States, found a second life with Japanese audiences. And I don't know if this next track, which lyric I like better. I've been with users and losers, and I've seen all of their games. Or, I just screamed your name, and you just came. Sing the song, baby, sing the song. Recorded in 1987 and released in 1988. Sweet Sensation with Never Let You Go. Another New York City female vocal group hailing from the Bronx. The original lineup of the group featured here consisted of Betty LeBron, Margie Fernandez, and Mary Fernandez. This track, taken from their Atlantic Records debut, Get It While It's Hot, also featured a remix version of the song Hooked on You, which charted twice on the Billboard Pop Top 40. LeBron is still the lead vocalist for the group, which now also includes Bell Ritter and Jeanette Jean Olsen. Sorry. I screamed your name and you just came. Go, girl. And the song we just heard. I'm so ridiculous. I Wonder If I Take You Home from 1985 by Lisa Lisa and Cult Jam with Full Force. Yes, that is a mouthful, but my God. The one and only Lisa Velez, a teenager at the time she cut this track, is the youngest of 10 children and hails from Hell's Kitchen neighborhood, which is on the west side of Manhattan. This is her debut and breakthrough single, though it was actually hit in Europe about a year prior to becoming a smash stateside. Cold Jam were musicians Alex Spandor Mosley and Mike Hughes, who were also members of the production team called Full Force, which also included four of the vocalists. And I know all good things must come to an end, right? Yeah, this has been a fantastic trip back and recognizing some absolutely amazing, amazing music from the 80s and early 90s, Hispanic music. It's often overlooked. You know, it's a shame because there's just the quality and the energy. It's just, you can't beat it. But our last track features an artist who should have been a major success. Debbie Lopez was just 15 when she cut this track in another early freestyle classic, Lookout Weekend, for producer Pretty Tony. Lopez had no idea the song was even a hit until she heard it on the radio. She states that she was given $75 as a work-for-hire singer, even though the song was a million-selling single. Sadly, because of her large frame, Lopez was replaced by a thinner woman for videos in the tour, causing Lopez to actually drop out of the industry for many years. Thankfully, she has returned to the stage, drawing major crowds and crowd reception and appreciation on package tours. If you have questions, feedback, comments, love letters, dedications, and requests are always welcome. Please drop me a line at daddybenbear, one word, daddybenbear, @gmail.com. And our next Hispanic Heritage Show will be in the second week of October, and that will be featuring the original Santana band. Amor para todos ustedes, which means love to you all in Spanish. This is When I Hear Music from 1984, the debut single by Debbie Deb.